Well, the doctor of detox is with us, Dr. Daryl Wolf. We're talking about his work, Healthy to 100. And this hour, as we continue chatting with him, we'll take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with our special guest, Dr. Daryl Wolf. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Doc of detox, it is. And of course, we will take your calls this hour. You know, we are always doing special programs on health and health-related issues. We had Dr. Joanne Conaway on from criticalhealthnews.com, and she has helped so many people, along with Doc Wallach and other people, just to try to make people a little healthier. Without your health, you can't help the people you care about. It just won't happen, and that is a shame. So let's go to some of the calls and get some of your thoughts. The doc, by the way, has fallen off, so we'll try to get him back on. Charles in Elgin, Texas, welcome to the show. Hi, Charles.
Hey there. Hey there. It's good to hear from you, George.
You too, sir.
And I wish I could be talking to Daryl, too.
We shall get him back. We could probably get him back shortly.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I just wanted to basically put in, it's just a good time for me to say this, then, because I do support exactly what he's saying. Me and my dad were both very aware. My dad, partly because he had a lot of asthma when he was a kid, and he spent way too much time in hospitals, you know, hospital beds, before he was like three or something. And he learned very early to watch after everything. He had a very good doctor, but which I don't know if we have those anymore. But he had a very good doctor who basically taught him to be very alert to everything he ate, everything, and to be very, and also to be assertive. Even though he's a kid, you know, if it was something he wasn't supposed to eat or that he felt was wrong for him, he wouldn't eat it. But but ever since then, he's always been very, very aware of everything.
Well, you have to be, and the doc is back with us. Doc, asthma, what causes that?
Well, asthma, well, there's two things. There's the first thing we have to look at is the emotional part, and we look at shallow breathing, so there can be fear associated with that. The next thing is that it's mucus congestion, usually that would be in the lungs with asthma, and the mucus congestion is caused from irritation, and that irritation can be caused by inflammation, and that can be caused from dairy, wheat, corn, soy, and it can also be caused by what they believe to be reflex from the cecum when there's actually backup of waste in the large intestine. So, but remember that asthma, there's a filling up of mucus and inflammation and even bacteria and even fungus within the lungs.
You were going to get into a story before the break. Do you remember it? Do you care to bring it up?
Yeah, I was, you were actually talking before I came on about Phil Collins, how he had back surgery,
right.
And then he was walking,
and
he fell over, and he banged his head.
That's right.
And what I was going to say is that whether people want to believe it or not, just because it's normal to go for surgery all the time, that the medical system will opt for that. But most surgeries do not have to happen, back surgeries, and they really don't.
No, you're right. As a matter of fact, I have a guest coming on in a week or so, and she's going to talk about how back surgery is devastating for most people.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, that's why I put together what's called Wolf Deep Tissue, and we actually retrain practitioners and professionals and even people who have never been in the field before, and we teach them in just 7 days on how to actually go in and pull the fibrin apart, because actually what's happening, George, it's beef jerky, okay? So it's dehydrated muscle tissue, and dehydrated muscle tissue is not elastic, and when you go to try to extend further, or where you used to extend, you cause micro tearing because it's flexible. So once you pull that apart and the lymph and the blood get back in there, and you know how to bring the nourishment in and use things like essential oils, DMSO, you know, use different types of energy medicine therapy, you can restore any damaged tissue. We forget that the body is the greatest self-healing mechanism ever created.
Can you help someone who's a paraplegic?
Well, if their spine has been cut, no. I mean, no. But we can help people that with MS or Parkinson's that are headed towards the wheelchair, or people that have scar tissue that's wrapping around the nervous system that's cutting off the flow or the circulation to the lower part of the body. But as far as being a complete paraplegic, if the spinal column's been cut, then no.
Let's go next to Les in Wahoo, Nebraska. Welcome to the show, Les. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Good evening to all of you.
You too.
Anyway, I'm even writing this down right now because I've had a very interesting day. I helped a sister-in-law move today, which is a very stressful thing. So many things that the doctor has been talking about. It's like, man, the conversation I had today with her about health and the food industry, how it's perverted our food and what the government allows and all this stuff. And it's like, and the people around were listening, and they all agreed with it, but it was making them all angry at me.
Really, you know? Because you're the messenger.
And this happens all the time, but I'm just so compelled to do it. But what's going on in my life is the same thing. In fact, I called Coast to Coast sometime in the last couple months when I had a breakthrough start to happen to me. And I was sitting right here where I'm sitting on this porch, looking at that big, beautiful full moon, and the skies look beautiful right now, except for the chemtrails in the distance.
Huge full moon tomorrow night. Huge.
But, what's that?
Huge full moon tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So I'll be sitting out here listening to you guys tomorrow night as well.
Perfect. Perfect.
But I still got to finish the move tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll be home by this time. But anyway, I wanted to go to sleep because I know I have to get up to go help them move. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to listen to Coast to Coast. So I came out here and I set up my front porch here in a better way so I can sit here and listen, have a little bit of light without it blinding me, and started praying and just having a great time. And then I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to try Coast to Coast. So I prayed. I said, hey, let me in, please, in Yeshua's name. And bingo, first thing. So I didn't have to wait too long. But I finished setting up here, and as soon as I got finished washing my hands and everything, the line came on for me. And thank you for your timing. But February 21st, which is the end of the month of my birth, I had a breakthrough, and my niece was sitting here with me, and she's just like my daughter. I've half raised her, and I love her to death.
I've been there.
And I started crying. And I just gone through this big thing. I lost 30 pounds this last winter, and I usually gain 30 pounds.
Good for you.
But the thing is, you know, it's like, okay, something's wrong with me, and I've been chewing Copenhagen for, you know, 40 years or so, 45 years. I don't know, a long time. And I, you know, I've eaten unhealthy, but I've been eating healthy the last decade or two, and a lot of it due to the Dr. Wallach and other people. I even met him in Omaha.
He's quite a guy.
Yeah, and had all these things happen. I had this terrible back problem, found out that my back was broken as an infant.
Oh, jeez.
That's why I was never allowed to go to Pop Warner. And my parents never told me the truth, but I found out why and what all happened. When I went to the chiropractor, they took pictures of me and found my back was shattered. My second vertebrae up was like only on by like one-third.
Oh, my God.
By the time I hit 50, and I've been a laborer all my life and a heavy equipment operator. So I've been beat up.
Have you been in pain all your life?
Well, no. It hit me for like when I hit 50 years old, my eyes went and I had to get glasses, and then that happened. But it didn't feel like my back out of joint that happened when I was a kid, which I knew the word chiropractor when I was 4 years old. So I thought everyone went to the chiropractor, you know. something happened, and that was a result. Well, I found out when I was 50 years old, my back had been broken. And it was completely covered with cartilage, because if you look at my X-ray, it looks like a big cloud. And then the skeleton, well, and the doctor showed me the whole thing.
Well, let's bring in the doctor for just a second here. Daryl, so if he's got a broken back since he was a kid, he's going to have a lot of these fibers that you were talking about.
Well, actually, it's not cartilage that he's saying it's cartilage, but it's not cartilage.
What is it?
It's actually scar tissue. So cartilage is cartilage, but what he's got is he's got scar tissue, and his body made massive amounts of scar tissue to try to reinforce and protect the back. So the more scar tissue you get, the less movement you get, the less circulation you get, the more inflammation you continually have. And you said you were a construction worker, so you were continually micro-tearing it without even knowing it. You know, when you're getting those twinges in your back all these years.
You're ripping
that
it,
was
right.
That was causing inflammation. And then your body was making more fibrin until you became one big piece of beef jerky.
I'm picturing that, and you're right. I mean, I've had my little share of beef jerky, and it is tough and rough and brittle, and if you try to bend it, it breaks.
That's right. It tastes good, but it's really hard to chew, George.
It really is. And so...
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that you can reverse all that, and that's what we try to teach. Like, we have people that fly as far as Japan. We have families and couples that come here, we actually teach them how to go in, because just think about this. How long has it been since we actually treat ourselves or treat each other as a family? We always look outside. So as long as you're going to go for a treatment every time you become a 911 emergency, then your whole life is just a disaster. So we need to get the power back into people like you, sir. We need to be able to teach you and teach your wife how to work on each other so that you can get rid of all the scar tissue so that you can play like children even up to the age of 100 instead of having a walker, because that's where you're headed.
How can people die from a broken heart?
They die from a broken heart because they've been filling up their heart like a gasoline tank every bloody day, because they've never learned self-realization. And self-realization means you learn self-love. And George, I know you know what I'm talking about, but people, you know what? You wouldn't drink alcohol every day. You wouldn't smoke cigarettes every day. You wouldn't abuse yourself and your kids every day. You wouldn't be angry at the world or angry at... And when I say this, you know what? It's all about this too. You never notice, like, and please don't get me wrong, sir, but you know what? We can't get angry at the things we can't change. Like, you'll notice that people do a lot of conspiracy stuff. Like, if chemtrails are true, that's fine. But if you're going to get angry at chemtrails, the only one that takes the poison pill is you. And the problem is that people who do that are people that don't understand that you need to fill your heart up with love first and foremost before your wife, before your children, or before anyone else, so that you learn to respect, honor, trust yourself first, so then you won't hurt others, because hurt people. And the people that hurt are people that don't learn about self-love. When you self-love and you fill your heart up, I promise you that you will heal the family. It always starts at the beginning. Did you ever notice something when somebody gets sick in the family that everybody suffers? When somebody passes on in the family, some people will mourn for 2 years, 3 years. Did you know this, that 70% of the people that end up with cancer, they have some dramatic thing happened to them 1 or 2 years prior to it.
Interesting.
And if you actually had self-love, you would understand that no matter what the crisis is on this planet, you would connect to your heart, connect to your breath, and let go. When we believe that we have to suffer every time someone is sick or someone is in pain in our family or that there's pain in the world, the only one who's suffering is you.
Let's go to Dimitri, City of Industry, that's in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Dimitri, go ahead.
Hi, George, how are you?
Good, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to, I got several points, but since I got little time, so I can just...
Go ahead.
...point out one. See, the problem in America is people don't have patience. So they resort to something fast, and you can't blame the capitalism just for seeing the niche and trying to provide fast food. And you get what you invest into it, you know. You can't blame anybody else but yourself. You got to cook
what? I don't think we should be blaming anybody, and I will say this much, that you will have the lifestyle that you have dependent on the love that you hold for yourself. You know, when we take a look at people and they're out there, and even somebody on the street that is doing street drugs and you see them destroying themselves, they are good people. They just have dysfunctional belief systems. And that's where we need to show compassion, because you know what? I've been everything and I've done everything. You know, the thing is to fall forward when you fall. And everybody out there, it's all about their belief systems. And the belief, and the biggest belief system we need is to love and honor ourselves. And when we do that, we make healthier choices. We also create a ripple effect to show people that it's okay to love themselves. You know what? It's not okay to love yourself in America. You have to look outside yourselves, and that's the distraction.
And he's right about we don't have patience in this country. Everything is now, now, now. The Chinese think long-term, Daryl. They're just slow and methodical. We need everything today, don't we?
Yeah, and that's the point that I'm coming to. If you can't connect to your breath and you don't have self-realization and you can't take the time to breathe in and out and notice that you're even breathing, then you're never going to have patience. And the thing is, do you know why you don't have patience? Because you're full of fear. Because guess what? You think the boogeyman exists. How many people in your family actually run around? They're always in a hurry and they're always scared about something happening. They don't know what.
Well, the boogeyman's in the closet, isn't he?
That's right. He's in the closet.
Well, geez, I get your point. So what you're basically saying is you can heal yourself if you change yourself.
That's it. You can heal yourself if you actually honor yourself and do something that a lot of people don't understand, and that is fill your heart up with love from yourself, you know? And then that will spill over to your family. That's where it all starts. You know, don't you notice that how many people are looking for their family to say, I love you, I love you? Or how many people go, I'm going to miss you while you're away, my heart breaks? Or how many women tell their kids, every time you leave, I worry about you? You know, this is the stuff. This is the fear stuff. This is the stuff that creates the impatience. Remember, it's not that we have impatience. It's because we're full of fear.
All right, stay with us, Daryl. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back with final calls for you. And then we're going to be talking about secret atomic projects coming up. Oh, boy, that's a scary one, too. Dr. Daryl Wolf with us, his website, docofdetox.com, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Don't forget, when you go to our website, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because we love to send out information every day on those types of social networking. Next hour, secret atomic projects. What are they up to? We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls with our doctor, Daryl Wolf, in just a moment. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Daryl Wolf with us. We'll get to your calls, too. Doctor, you talk about pain. You say pain is our friend. Ouch. How come?
Well, pain is your GPS, actually. And when you feel a little bit of pain, that means that you're not in alignment emotionally or physically. And it means it's a friendly reminder that you're doing something, whether it's a negative emotion that you're holding on to that's triggering a chemical release that's creating the inflammation, or you're eating something or doing something or even exercising in a way that you're causing ripping and tearing. So there's many different ways that it will happen. But just like, you know, it's a friend, but it can actually become a foe. It's like a relative that decides to visit you, but then it never leaves because you don't know how to tell it to pack its bag.
That's true.
You know, and if you're the type of person that doesn't know about belief systems, doesn't know about how to honor yourself or breathe or connect to your heart, and if you're the type of person that, you know, when you have pain, you want to tell it to shut up. Just remember, when you take drugs, you do numb yourself out, but the damage is still occurring. So that's why you become stiff as a board, because you're still inflamed, even though you don't feel it anymore. And you're still creating the scar tissue, which is then going to cause the beef jerky. And then when you have scar tissue in you, you decrease the oxygen, you decrease the nutrition to the cells, and that's when you can get into trouble with creating mutation, because we know if you cut off oxygen and nutrition by 35% for an extended period of time, then the cells have to mutate because there's not enough nutrition or oxygen, so they have to live off of sugar, right? So,
and that's not good, is it?
No, but that's where the majority of the population is, because, you know, it doesn't matter, George, if something's right. It doesn't matter if it's a lie. All you have to do is repeat it enough, and a person will take it in and then believe it, you know? So that's what happens. I mean, you know, corporations have mastered the art of repetition, and we've never been taught that we need to repeat or practice daily to become a master at loving, healing, and protecting ourselves. And in this environment we live today, you need to be a detective, and you need to be able to know how to protect yourself.
Let's go to the phones as promised. Scott in Folsom, California. Welcome to the show, Scott. Go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so happy to be on.
Glad you got you.
And I just wanted to say, you know, there's always these anomalies, and I was wondering if he's aware of the lady that is 104 and she's been drinking 3 Dr. Peppers a day for as long as she can remember. And she had some doctors that said that Dr. Pepper's going to kill you. And the doctors that told her that are already dead, and she's still going. And she's living alone, I think in Texas, and takes care of herself. She's got a very positive attitude. And obviously she does not run with the herd. She thinks, you know, and she seems very self-confident, but they had her on television, and she seems really sharp, and she just drove, her driver's license till about a year or two ago. So I think what it is that she's confident, and she takes, you know, she knows what she wants, and she doesn't hold in like a lot of bad things, like the doctor was saying. That must be it.
What do you think, Doc?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And here's the deal. She was born in 1913. We didn't bring chemicals out until 1940, 1945. That means that she was already around the age of 33, which means she developed this immune system. You know, anybody born after the age of 1945, they're called the plastic generation. They were the last generation. You know, the generation that she came from, they could drink a quart of rye every night. My generation, or my children's generation right now, one shot of alcohol will rip them apart faster than one quart back then, because they didn't have the chemicals in the water, in the air. They didn't have the EMFs in the house. They didn't have the radio and the television telling everybody that 1 out of 2 men are going to die of cancer. 1 out of 3 women are going to die of cancer. And they also didn't have mega bag of chips, and they didn't have Super Size Me McDonald's.
No, they didn't have any of that. Do you remember you were around during the Yul Brynner days when he died of lung cancer?
Yeah.
And he left a commercial talking about, if you're looking at this now, I've died. Don't smoke. Stop smoking, basically. Can you abuse?
Yeah,
I mean, we've heard stories of like George Burns lived until he was 1 million years old, smoking cigars. It does not affect certain people. Why is that?
Well, because you know why it doesn't affect them? Because what you think is everything. What you believe is everything. And I'm not talking about this kind of belief, you know. I'm going to win the lottery. And then you have this little thing in your voice go, you'll never win the lottery. But, you know, when you actually believe it and see it, and you are it. So when George Burns, he was always happy, but he wasn't putting on a show. He actually loved life.
Yes.
I mean, geez,
Bob Hope,
he loved
same
life
thing.
So much. He loved life so much, they made him God in a couple movies.
Yeah, that's true. And Bob Hope, look how long he lived. And he was another
Absolutely.
Happy guy.
And you know what? That's why I'm corny. I tell corny jokes. I do silly things. Everywhere I go, no matter what the store is, I leave smiles behind so people can find me. You know what? And that's what it's all about. No matter, it's what you focus on. Take a look at, George, some of the people you know that focus on all the conspiracies. I mean, they're living a really troubled life. I mean, it's like they've created, they're prisoners. So whatever you believe, you know, whether you have hatred for someone or whether you are self-loathing because you believe that you're not worthy to be loved and you would never do that, but just know this, people who love themselves usually have really great lives. But then I'll tell you something else. People who have purpose. And I've seen people that are really angry that outlive all the broken hearts they created because they have passion and purpose just about being angry. So, you know, long as you have passion and purpose, you know, you can go the mile.
Let's go to Tom in Massachusetts. Welcome to the show. Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Dr. Wolf.
Hi there.
I'm a 65-year-old, and I've been a vegan for 21 years. And I have no medical condition, but I noticed a mole on my skin. And when I looked at it under a magnifying glass, it has an irregular shape. It's raised, the surface is raised, and it doesn't look normal. So if it's a worst-case scenario, I would prefer to go to for alternative medicine. But I was wondering, could you describe some of the methods used in alternative or traditional medicine?
Okay. Can I say something? How old are you? Did you say you're 65?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, you have an acidic condition, and you also have a bit of a nervous condition.
A bit of what?
And I hear that in your voice. A nervous condition, okay? Your nervous system is a little bit overtaxed, all right?
How do you know that?
Because I can hear it in his voice. I do consultations all over the world, and
okay.
I can pick it up right away.
All right.
And as far as the mole goes, the mole is just talking to you about your colon and your liver, sir.
But he should get that biopsy, shouldn't he?
Well, between you and me, if it was me, so I'm not telling you what to do, but if it was me, I wouldn't get a biopsy. I'd be putting frankincense essential oil on top of it. And I would also be using a product that's called Aloe Mystery, and it's a concentrated aloe, and I would be putting that on top of it, and it'll turn it around. You know,
I'd go get it frozen off or something first.
Well, okay, you
would
get frozen off. That would be better. I would never get it biopsy, because when you biopsy it, it's like you're injuring it.
Well, what if he's got melanoma, Doc?
Well, you know what? That's his decision if he wants to go get a biopsy, but it's just a mole. It's not a life-threatening situation. You know, I would always go to a lesser alternative right off the bat, you know, and that would be using a really good essential oil on it, or using, like I just said, Aloe Mystery on it, or using DMSO on it.
Sure.
You know, create more oxygen in there, create more life in there, and the thing will fall off.
Well, if you do that in the beginning, at the outset, you probably could tackle it quickly, couldn't you?
Well, I can tell you right now that I deal with people and situations like this every day. And if he wants to go, if he goes on a fresh and raw diet, he wouldn't have the mole if it was juicing and doing a fresh and raw diet and making sure his bowels were clean, because there's no way the mole could ever be there. Remember that the mole came because he doesn't have enough good bacteria, which is his immune system. They've turned over into bad bacteria, and that's why the mole's changed.
Let's bring Tommy back on here. Tom, are you concerned? Do you think you have cancer?
Well, that's the worst-case scenario, and I'm thinking maybe, but I've been a vegan, and I do juice, and I do smoothies, and I don't eat meat or any animal foods, and I haven't done that for 21 years.
Have you been to a dermatologist? Has he looked at it or she looked at it?
Not yet.
Are you going to do that?
But I've been holding off because of the reasons you mentioned, but I was wondering, if it is cancer, is there an alternative method to going after this?
There's a website that you could go to called cancertutor.com. And it's amazing. This is an amazing website that will give you so many different alternatives, Tom. And you know what? If you're worried about it, then you can get a biopsy. But just understand something, that it's not that hard to deal with. It really isn't. You know, just do your homework. And if you want, you can call me, okay?
See,
I will give you some advice.
What I would do, Daryl, if I were him, I would go to a dermatologist, find out if it's a melanoma cancer or not. If it's not, then do everything you've recommended to make that thing disappear and dissolve. If it is, then I would sit down with you and conventional oncologists, and I would battle it both ways. You know, I would go
absolutely.
I would go natural, but I'd also hit it with radiation or something. I would double dose blasting away at this thing. But I think, Tom, you need to find out what it is. If it's not cancerous, your whole program changes. Next up, let's go to Charles in Los Angeles. Hey, Charles, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. I have two quick questions. Number one, will the system that you're talking about take care of dealing with a prostate situation in men? And number two, where are you located?
I'm located in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, I see.
Where are you located?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah, I'll be in Las Vegas. I'm doing a lecture conference there next week. I'm doing three major lectures in Las Vegas.
Where are you going to be, Daryl? Is it on your website?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be at the Golden Nugget. It's the International Colon Therapists Association meeting. I'm opening it up, calling. The first lecture I'm doing is Issues in Your Tissues. The next one is an autoimmune disease one. And the next one is, guess what? We're going to be on stage, believe it or not. George, and I'm actually going to be showing how to go in and actually work on the prostate area and actually break up the scar tissue that's strangulating it. So we're going to be showing how to actually break up fibroids. And see, the thing is whether you're dealing with a prostate problem, bladder problem, ovary problem, uterine problem, or even a joint problem, it's scar tissue. We gently go in and we pull the fibers apart so the blood and the lymph comes back in. And then that helps to bring down the inflammation. And then you can start really getting the cleansing and the healing going.
See, what I'm picking up from you, Daryl, is that you try to get whatever is wrong with the body, you're trying to get the circulation or the blood flow back into that system.
That's correct. But when we're dealing let's say we're dealing with somebody with a tumor or a situation, we're not going in to break up the tumor. We're going in to actually go in and break up the fibro scar tissue around the tumor so that it doesn't keep on spreading, so we can keep the circulation up so it doesn't overtake the body.
Correct. Let's go next to Sharif in Toronto, Canada. Welcome to the program. Hi, Sharif.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
A long-time listener.
Thank you.
Dr. Wolf, I've been going through an issue for some time, and I haven't been able to identify exactly what it is. I find that a lot of people on the internet seem to have this issue. It's like bugs that I can't see.
Bugs.
But yet they're harassing me like every single day. Like I'm starting to lose it.
Sounds like you have Morgellons disease.
I don't see any fibers. Like, I don't see anything.
No fibers, okay. But you feel as if they're crawling underneath your skin, don't you?
Under my skin, on top of my skin. Like, everybody, even the last doctor I saw, she said I have a delusionary parasitosis.
But all right, let's ask Dr. Wolf this, if we can. Is this conceivable? Could he have parasites, Doc, under his skin?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
You can have parasites throughout your whole body, you know, but you have to take a look at a lot of things, you know. First of all, you have to understand, do you have a lot of beliefs that you stress out a lot during the day? Do you do you eat a lot of sugar, refined carbs? Do you have any addictions?
Because
I can say this, George. Parasites, they can only live in a body that vibrates lower.
Right.
They will not live in healthy tissue. They will not live in somebody with a high positive attitude, and that's been proven many times. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have a good attitude, sir. I'm saying if you find yourself worrying a lot, if you find yourself frustrated a lot or thinking about what's going to go wrong and it hasn't yet, then you are lowering your immune system. You're bringing yourself down, and you can bring yourself down so low that you can vibrate at a point that you can set up an environment that these things take over. You know, let me put it to you this way. When somebody dies, worms, fungus, bad bacteria take over to take the corpse over. When somebody is sick and older, they become full of fungus. They become full of parasites, because the lower the vibration is, the more chance you have of being taken over by predators. So to have predators trying to take over your body, you need to take a look at your lifestyle in the way that you, what you think, drink, and eat. And that's really important. And even the electrical things around you, like even turning off the Wi-Fi, you know, making sure that you're, you know, you need to look at your environment internally and externally.
And tell us again about your conference coming up in Vegas.
I'm doing a conference at the Golden Nugget for the International Colon Therapists Association, and I'll be lecturing there actually next Wednesday, and I'm opening it up, and that one is called Issues in the Tissues, and we're going to be talking about how actually emotional issues can turn into tumors in the body, and fibroids and arthritis and migraines, and how that affects the system. And then I'm doing another one on autoimmune disease and how it's really the second, it's actually the third world war that we're fighting right now. And then the next one I'm doing is, I'm actually on Saturday, I'm doing 2 hours where we're going to have people coming up with different things like frozen shoulder, arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome, people that are supposed to go for surgery for their hips or their knees or fibroids in their pelvis. And we're actually going to show how within a few minutes we can give them relief. What I want to do is I want to show people that we've been sucker punched.
That's great information, Dr. Darrell Wolf. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Great information. Up next, Atomic Adventures. Wait till you hear this.